This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA's America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance report studies many categories of the American farm. One of those categories is farm income. We will hear more from one of the report's authors, Catherine Lim, next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
USDA's America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance report studies many categories of the American farm. One of those categories is farm income. One of the report's authors, Catherine Lim, discusses some of the 2023 farm income trends.
We find that they exceeded those of U.S. households generally, but actually the majority of farm households had farming losses and were receiving the majority of their income from off-farm sources.
She expands on the negative farm income trend.
Over half of farm households received negative net farm income, so that is net of expenses. And so that does kind of imply that they're relying on off-farm sources for some of their income.
The reliance of off-farm income varies among farm households, from 99% of households associated with off-farm occupation farms to 11% of households that were the principal operator of a very large farm. New data and trend categories were also included in the report, says Lim.
Farmers' use of unpriced commodity storage, both on and off farm, and farmers' use of precision agriculture technologies.
She explains the data found for on-farm storage.
For on-farm storage, use of that is more common among larger farms. 60% of very large family farms have on-farm storage, some unpriced commodity on-farm, as of December 1st, 2023.
Lim says that larger farms are more likely to utilize precision ag technology, according to the report.
Larger scale family farms are more likely to use these technologies than small family farms. That might be due to the benefits they receive from using these technologies, as well as they can be expensive, so the capital investment required to get them set up.
That was research economist Catherine Lim. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.